yesterday in the Tarawih Salah, from the second quarter of the second juz, second para was recited. This ayat is called Ayatul Birr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Islam is not confined to one or few actions, but is the whole way of life. So in this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ, the true birr and piety, goodness, is when a person's iman is correct also. آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. And together with this, a person has ibadat in his life, the actions of وَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ. Then a person has got also fulfilling the rights of other people. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ, which is some ulama say it refers to akhlaq and character. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ, despite having love for wealth, but a person goes against his desires and he spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's got character and he's got mu'amalat. So this one refers to mu'asharat, how he deals with other people. He's helping, assisting the poor, the weak people, etc. And then his mu'asharat, his mu'amalat is correct also. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَهَدُوا, fulfilling facts and promises when he has made the facts and promises. And his akhlaq also is correct. And the greatest quality of akhlaq is normally sabr. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. So Allah Ta'ala says when the people have got all of these five branches of deen in their lives, then أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. These are the truthful people and these are the muttaqeen people. In the Quran Allah says in another ayat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O people of iman, have taqwa. And how will a person get taqwa? Stay in the company of the sadiqeen. In this ayat, Allah mentions that the sadiqeen are the muttaqeen. So if you want to get taqwa, you have to stay with the company of the muttaqeen, the sadiqeen, the truthful, the pious people, the ones who have got the whole of deen in their lives. Then a person will stay in the company of such people. So this is how a person will realize now, that does this person have taqwa or not? Look at his whole life, all the branches of deen in his life. Then a person knows that this is the person I must stay in his company and take benefit from him. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions now many, many laws referring to the different branches of deen. One is, for example, capital punishment, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made qisas compulsory. Somebody murdered somebody else. Allah ta'ala has made it permissible in Islam. And you can take a life for a life. If you want to forgive that person, Allah has given that permission also. It's easiness for people. But Allah mentions a beautiful thing here. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاسِ حَيَاةٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Oh, intelligent people, in qisas, in taking the life of somebody else, there is life for you. So outwardly there's contradiction. When you're taking the life of somebody, you're killing the person. But Allah says there's life for you in this here. What this means is that when you take somebody else's life because he has caused harm to others in society, then there's life for all other people in the society. Many people's lives will be saved. Because now when a person sees, my whole life will be taken away if I kill somebody else, so he will stay away from killing anybody. So now life will come in society. People won't be frightened. And there will be so much of justice in society. Especially when a person will follow the Islamic law. Unfortunately, this law of Islamic law of capital punishment is now, I don't think, practiced really anywhere in the world. And this is actually a weakness of our iman. We should always have this desire that this is the most correct way and the best way. And if the Islamic system is followed, then there will be goodness in the world. And because today we have left the Islamic system, there's so much of killings, murder, so much of fear amongst people. So this is the most superior and the best way. We should never have doubt about that. And we should actually cherish in our heart and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah brings the system back. And if a person he says that this is barbaric, or he passes some words like this here, it's very dangerous for a person's iman. Allah protect and save us. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the month of Ramadan, the fasting which Allah has made compulsory upon us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's not only for you people. To make it easier, Allah says, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Like how it was farz for the people before you people, you also had made farz fasting upon them. And the object of fasting is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you will get the quality of taqwa. And also, Allah Ta'ala says, to make it easy for us, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, for a few days only, which you can count on your fingers. Allah has made this fasting farz upon a person, a few days, to pass this cause. And so much of benefits a person will get. The greatest benefit, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You will get the quality of taqwa within yourself. It will be easy for a person now to control himself, his desires. And when a person has got the quality of taqwa, he becomes the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says another great bounty which Allah has given in the month of Ramadan, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. It is the month in which the Qur'an Sharif was revealed. And when the Qur'an Sharif came down, what a great bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's hidayat for people. And different ways of hidayat it shows the people. And it's the furqan, it separates between the truth and falsehood. What a great gift Allah has given to you. So one way normally in a country, example they got a Republic Day or Freedom Day, one day the people got free on that day, so they have a party on that day, they have some celebration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the Quran Sharif. What a great kitab. So for the whole month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has given us a celebration. And the form of celebration is by the means of fasting. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. After getting the Quran, Allah says, whoever amongst you is present in this month, then he must fast in the month of Ramadan. And at night, Allah Ta'ala has given us the Taraweeh Salah. It's another form of celebration of the Quran Sharif, that Allah has given us this great bounty to show our appreciation and to make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for this great bounty of the Quran Sharif. Allah has given us the Taraweeh Salah. So the Taraweeh Salah actually is a gift from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that we can show our happiness that Allah has given us the great, great bounty of the Quran Sharif. Allah give us the tawfiq that we, in the month of Ramadan, we appreciate this ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah says that the whole object of this fasting and this Quran Sharif which Allah has given you and this Taraweeh which Allah has given you is وَلِتُكْمِنُ الْعِدَّةِ. You must finish this call and thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that Allah gave you hidayat. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ. Mention the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Set my own kamal and perfection. And وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And you must make shukr and thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which on the day of Eid, a person, he reads the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. And he praises Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam practically taught us that how we're going to make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how we thank Allah. We explain the greatness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on the day of Eid, after Allah has given us this great, great bounty. Another great bounty Allah has given in the month of Ramadan is to make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is why under this, after this ayat here, Allah mentions about Ramadan and the Quran Sharif, Allah mentions about وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask from me, I am very close to them. I accept the dua of those who are calling to me when they call to me. So a person must make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, especially in the month of Ramadan, as we have from our Shaykh, that how Allah Ta'ala has made the system in the month of Ramadan. When a person is fasting the whole day from the morning to evening, a fasting person's du'as are readily accepted. Together with this, the angels who are carrying the arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, their only work in the month of Ramadan is to make ameen to the du'as of the ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of those who are fasting. And especially at iftar time, just before we break our fast, du'as are more readily accepted. Then as soon as maghrib time comes, until fajr time, Allah makes the announcement in the heavens that is there anybody asking for anything of me, I will give it to that person. I will answer the du'as. So the whole night this announcement goes, Allah wants to answer the du'as. So in the month of Ramadan, throughout the year, du'as are accepted. But to a greater extent in the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala accepts the du'as of a person. But then Allah Ta'ala mentions thereafter a certain masail regarding the month of Ramadan, where a person is allowed to eat and drink and have relations with his family in the evening times, in the beginning portion of Islam. It was as soon as a person goes to sleep at night, food becomes not permissible for a person, and he has to fast from that time. Thereafter Allah made ease for the people of Iman. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions another great bounty is the bounty of i'tikaf, where a person is sitting in the masjid. And here also Allah mentions the object of this is la'allahum yattaqun. So a person will get the quality of taqwa within himself. His taqwa will go to a higher level also when a person sits for i'tikaf. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about our food. Do not ever eat in a haram way. Do not do your business transactions in false ways, in incorrect ways. And this also has an effect upon a person's fasting. It destroys the barakat and blessings of a person's good actions. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about jihad in the part of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and about the great amal of hajj. Many, many laws Allah Ta'ala mentioned about hajj. How must a person perform hajj? What benefits a person will acquire when a person is performing hajj? In great detail Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned this here. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions udkhulu fi tilmi kafa, which we are hearing over and over again. Follow, enter into Islam completely and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. If a person is following part of Islam and not the other part of Islam, then those parts of Islam which he is not following is actually following the part of shaitan. And Allah says he is your open enemy. So do not follow him, but follow the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about spending in the part of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They ask, what must a person spend? So Allah Ta'ala answers them, tell them, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, spend whatever one you want to spend of goodness. But who must you spend upon? That's more important. Spend on your parents, spend on the family members, spend on the poor people, on the yatims and orphans, on the travelers. وَمَا تَفَعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Whatever good action a person does, Allah is fully aware of it. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about fighting in the part of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, certain laws which Allah Ta'ala has given here about wine, alcohol and gambling. Allah Ta'ala says there is some benefit in there. Definitely there is benefit in all haram also. But وَإِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ. There is a big, big guna and sin in there. So there is some benefit. But وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا. The harm of it and the sin of it is far greater than the benefit. So in any guna, a person will always find some benefit. A person says, no, I can see so much of benefit. We're finding this benefit, that benefit. That is there. But why did Allah make it haram upon people? Because the harm is far greater than this. Yeah. So this is the usul, an important principle to remember in life. That many times, we can also see some benefits in certain things. For example, spreading Islam through the media. Outwardly it might seem very beneficial. So many people benefit. But the harm of it is far greater than the benefits of it. The benefits are minimal, but eventually the harms it leads to, and not immediately, sometimes the person can't see it, but those who Allah Ta'ala has blessed with insight, they see and they can explain to us, and then 10 years later, 20 years later, a person looks back and he understands so much of harm has come to it because of this year. So these are the principles which we cannot understand ourselves also, that we ask the fuqaha, the great ulama of Islam, and they explain to us that yeah, this harm is much more greater. So a person should stay away from it, should abstain from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions about the house, living in a house. One important thing is marriage. A person must be very careful who he gets married to if he wants to get his taqwa built up. Do not get married to a Muslim woman. Outwardly they might look very beautiful also. A Muslim woman, maybe it's a bandi, she's a slave girl also. But she got iman, she is far, far better than that Mushrik woman, even though that Mushrik woman has got all beautiful qualities, she looks very pretty, etc. But remember that Wallahu yad'u ila al-jannah wal-maghfirati bi-idhni. These people are calling you towards the fire of Jahannam, staying in their sohbat and company. And Allah is calling you towards Jannat and forgiveness. So rather, okay, accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't get married to those people who will take you further away from deen, but get married to those people who will bring a person closer towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when you're getting married, also, fathar bi-dhati deen. Look at a person who has got deen in their lives, and then a person will be successful when a person chooses such a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain rules regarding marriage. A person goes to his family, then at the time of haiz, when she has got, he should abstain from it, should stay far away from her. So even though permission is given for him to be close to his wife, but there are certain restrictions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon him, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves purity. And in today's time, where one is haiz, a person should stay away from his wife. Similarly, anal intercourse and sex, a person should abstain from this year. This is also very filthy and dirty. Because Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِّرِينَ. Allah loves those who are pure. So not people who do filthy actions. So Allah Ta'ala hates and despises this year. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam curse was upon those people who fulfill their desires in the unnatural way. And in today's time, homosexuality, lesbianism, and all other, many, many other things which have come. And the harm of this is because of the media. Because people are watching the media, they're seeing all of these things, so the desires are coming into people, and they want to do and fulfill their desires like animals, and break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentions here, نِسَاءُكُمْ حَرْثٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمًا, are like farms for you people. Go to your farms, in any direction a person wants to, but you must go to and plant the seed in the correct place, which Allah ta'ala has made halal for a person. And Allah ta'ala says, وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. This can have two meanings. One is, the object of getting married and having the object of having relations is to get children. وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, send forward for yourself children, create children by means of this year. So this will be a means of great reward for a person in the year after. Or the other meaning can be وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, do not make this the object of your life. All the time a person is engaged in fulfilling his desires, but the object of life is to prepare for akhirat. وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, send forward for yourself good amal and good actions, and do not make with the TV and with the media, and people have got this mindset all the time, just worried about fulfillment of desires, and they cannot control their eyes, and they are going out of control, and then a person goes towards haram. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوا, that you are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that certain times it happens, a person is not comfortable with his wife, and they have no compatibility, and as a last resort, Allah Ta'ala has made it easy for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where talaq can be given. So Allah mentions in great detail here how talaq must be given, and for talaq there is only need to give one talaq. Many people are under the wrong impression that you must give your wife three talaqs. This is very common amongst people, but whereas just one talaq is sufficient, and a woman is out of the nikah. If you ever want to reconcile again, then you can get married again, or there's different masail, different kinds of talaq. But a person can reconcile again with his wife after even 2 years, 3 years, whenever he wants to. But if a person gives the three talaq, then he's actually cutting off the chances ever of reconciliation again. So one talaq is exactly the same as giving three talaq. The only harm is that the three talaq, you cannot take her back ever again. And number two, it's again the sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, it's a haram action. It's a major sin also for a person to give his wife three talaq in one go also. So there are certain laws. And if a person has given his wife three talaq, then to get back together with her again, it is a long process where she has to get, when she got married again, and then her husband gave her talaq, and then only a person can get back together with her. So Allah mentioned this in great detail. And then after talaq, there is a great bounty of Allah Ta'ala which He has given in the form of iddat, where a person must sit in iddat, whether her husband passes away 4 months and 10 days, or whether she was given talaq, three periods, 3 months sometimes, or sometimes 3 haiz, a woman has to sit, and to come out of her iddat. So Allah Ta'ala mentions this actually in great, great detail, certain masail regarding the mihr, etc. And at the end of this para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the importance of jihad, fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and about spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two great mujahadas and sacrifice a person, spending his life in the path of Allah, and spending his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in the third para Allah ta'ala mentions in great, great detail. Yeah, in the third para Allah mentions Ayatul Kursi, very great ayat, and which they are great, great virtues. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, that after every farad salat, if a person reads Ayatul Kursi, then between him and Jannah, there is nothing but death. As soon as he passes away, inshallah, a person will get Jannah. When a person reads Ayatul Kursi, it's one ayat, but Allah Ta'ala's great qudrat and Allah's power is mentioned in that great detail, so we should try to read it. Before sleeping at night also, we try and read it. We can read it when we are traveling also, for protection. So this ayat, this actually is ayat of Surah Baqarah, the first few ayat of Surah Baqarah, Alif Lamim Tal Muflihun. And then, Ayatul Kursi, tell Ulaika Ashabun Narihum Fiya Khalidun. There are three ayat there. And the last three ayat of Surah Baqarah, Lillahi Ma Fi Samawati Wa Ma Fi Al-Ard, until the end of the surah. So there are great, great virtues, these 10, 11 verses, if a person reads them, one hadith it comes, whoever reads this ayat, then shaitan won't come close to him, nor will he come close to his family people. Allah Ta'ala, he will not see anything which he dislikes in his life. Some problem happening in his wealth, in his family members, Allah will protect a person from seeing harm coming to a person. And number three, if it is read also on a person who is mad, he also will get ifaqah, he will come right also. It depends on how much of yaqeen a person reads it with. And especially for the hufaz of the Quran, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu's student says that if a person reads it at night before sleeping, at night, لم ينسى القرآن, you won't forget the Quran Sharif. So especially for the hufaz of the Quran Sharif, if we read this every night, these 10 ayat or these 11 ayat, inshallah, a person won't forget the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and to read Ayatul Kursi also, always after Faraz Namaz, in those Faraz Namaz, we say Sunnah day after, then we read Ayatul Kursi after the Sunnah Namaz. You don't have to read it after the Faraz Namaz immediately, but like our Fajr and our Asr Salah, immediately after Salah, we try to read Ayatul Kursi. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And then quite a bit in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great, great virtues. A person is spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a person who has planted one grain in the ground, and it gives rise to 7 ears, you can say. And in every ear there is 100 grains. So from one person has given 700, he's getting minimum returns. So Allah yudha'ifu liman yasha, Allah increases and gives much, much more for whomsoever he wants to. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creatures are very, very great. And Allah knows exactly the sincerity and the ikhlas of a person. But Allah Ta'ala says when a person spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then thereafter he must not make ihsan jatana. Do not show off of his favor to somebody else. That I did this favor upon you, I did this for you. Do it with sincerity. And do not cause taklif to a person. Somebody comes, you swear that person, then you give him some money. But Allah Ta'ala says, don't do this here. If you don't want to give him qawlum ma'rufun wa maghfiratun, saying a good word and asking him for forgiveness is better than giving sadaqah and thereafter following it up with swearing that person and causing harm to that person. Remember, Allah ghaniyun halim. Allah is completely independent. He doesn't need your money. And Allah is halim. He's very, very forbearant. He gives chance and respite to people. Doesn't punish immediately. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لا تبطلوا. Do not destroy your sadaqah, your charity. بالمني والأذى. In a negative way also, Allah ta'ala mentions it by showing off your favor to anybody and by causing harm to a person. Then Allah ta'ala gives certain examples about that. And then Allah ta'ala mentions when you are spending, spend in from the best wealth which a person has got. Not all the rubbish and the junk what he wants to get rid of. But the money you are giving, Allah ta'ala says, do not spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala such money which you yourself won't take. You won't be happy to take unless you're forced to take it. And shaitan promises you people faqr. And he commands you people to do immorality. Allah is the one who promises you maghfirat and fadl and grace. And here the ulama say that in the Quran Sharif, so many places Allah Ta'ala mentions that Allah is the one who promises you, Allah will give you rosy and sustenance, about 17 or 20 places. One place in the Quran Allah mentions, shaitan yu'idukum al-faqr. Shaitan promises you people poverty. But we're so frightened of poverty, how it, a person is so affected. But only one place in the Quran Allah mentions that. And about 17 or 20 places Allah mentions that Allah is the one who gives you rosy and sustenance. So we forget that promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only this one thing we remember, that shaitan promises a person poverty. The more a person spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is fully aware of this year, and Allah ta'ala gives to a person. Allah ta'ala says, if you spend openly, sadaqah is very good. There's no harm in it. But when tukhfuha, if you hide it and give it to the poor people, it is far, far better for a person. And Allah ta'ala forgives a person's sins. And remember, whatever a person is giving in the path of Allah, fali anfusikum, you are spending it for your own benefit. You are the only one who will get the benefit. In the dunya also, Allah gives a person benefit, and in the year after. And the opposite of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is riba, interest. And this also, when the riba and interest becomes common, then the people have taken, made it halal upon themselves, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah ta'ala declares war. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Allah ta'ala says, if you do not stop from this riba, then get ready for a war. Declare to the people that they are making war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a very severe. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi says, two places Allah ta'ala declares war upon a person. One is in the Quran, where Allah says a person who takes interest, he's making war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who shows enmity to any wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is declaring war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah declares war with such a person. So we should abstain from it. The Mashayikh mentioned a person who gets himself involved in interest, within 40 years is guaranteed, they say, we've seen our experience in life, the person's business and empire starts falling down and is completely destroyed. And a person who is giving charity in the path of Allah, yurubi sadaqat. Allah increases that person, his barakat and blessings and goodness for a person in his life. So outwardly it seems I'm getting so much, but this is the thing of iman. The person of iman knows that this is anger with, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm declaring war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will abstain from any kind of interest and insurance and all of these things. Stay far away from it. He will see so much of barakat and blessings in his life. Coming to the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain masail regarding business transactions, especially when we are having credit transactions. The person must ensure he writes it down, so it doesn't lead towards fights and problems thereafter. And then Aman al-Rasul is recited, the last ayat of this surah is Aman al-Rasul, which we had just mentioned, the virtue about it just now. Also, before sleeping at night, at least if a person reads this Aman al-Rasul, then kafatahu, it will suffice the person for the whole life, ibadat also, great, great virtues. Also for this Aman al-Rasul, the last two verses of Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.